Australians lost almost $3 billion to scammers between January and November of last year. That's from more than 230,000 scams, according to the National Anti-Scam Centre. But now there's some pushback happening over where liability lies when scams hit. New proposed laws currently could impose fines of up to $50 million on banks, mobile networks and social media companies, a bit of a whole-of-ecosystem approach for failing to act on preventing scams. But a new submission is calling no fair, seeking to play down the responsibility of social media platforms as a vector for scammers and make banks entirely responsible for reimbursing impacted customers. Luke Coleman is the CEO of the Communications Alliance, the industry association for the telco sector, one of the players in this. We're talking banks, social media platforms and telcos. I'll firstly say good morning to you, Luke. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
And it's a pleasure. So banks, social media platforms, telcos are the players. Let's start with where do telcos sit on this?
So telcos have had regulations in place since 2020, so 5 years now, to combat scams. That industry code that we have in place has led to more than 2 billion scam calls being blocked and almost 700 million scam texts being blocked. So it is already having an effect, but I would say that we can always do more. So broadly, we as a sector support the scams prevention framework in that we do need a holistic framework that brings in banks, that brings in telcos, which are already regulated, and brings in those digital platforms. One of the key questions behind the legislation currently before Parliament is that of liability. If somebody is the victim of a scam, who is liable for compensating them for that scam? What we have put forward in our submission, it's currently before a Senate inquiry, is to say there should be a waterfall approach, that there is only one player in this ecosystem which has control over your money and your ability to make a transaction, and that is banks. So we've called for what we say is a waterfall approach. At the top of the waterfall is the banks, because they can prevent a scam transaction occurring, they can prevent a fraudulent transferring of funds. And if the banks have found that they have upheld all of their obligations, then we go down the waterfall. Was a digital platform involved in a scam? If so, did they uphold their regulatory obligations? Was a telco involved in the scam? Did it start with a fraudulent text message, perhaps, or a fraudulent phone call?
Yeah.
And if the telcos were in adherence with their regulations, then you go to the question of compensation. So what we're really calling for here is to recognise that telcos don't have the ability to block a fraudulent transaction occurring. We do have the ability to block some scam calls and text messages and patterns of traffic on our networks. We are already held to account for that, and we're quite happy to continue to be so.
Okay. So 6%, looking at that data from the National Anti-Scam Centre, you're explaining the position of the telcos really well. There's an organisation known as Digi representing the social media side of this. About 6% of scam victims from this data were identified on social media. Looking from your place, obviously representing telcos, is it reasonable for those platforms to cry foul over their accountability when it comes to scam reimbursement?
Well, I think telcos have already been held accountable for the last 5 years here under an industry code. The difference between the telcos and the digital platforms here, and I won't speak on behalf of Digi, but our code in the telecommunications sector is an enforceable code. It is registered with the Australian Communications and Media Authority, and they are able to enforce it. And telcos have certainly been held to account for scams activity that occurs on their network. For the social media platforms or digital platforms, they have a voluntary code currently. So what this new legislation would do would ensure that they have an enforceable code that they would be held to account to by their sector regulator, that would ensure that if they breach that code, they would not only be subject to fines, as telcos already are today, but they would also potentially be liable for compensation to victims of scams. So in one sense, we agree that the banks have a primary responsibility. It is the banks that are the only player in this ecosystem that can prevent someone sending money to a scammer. They're the only line of defense there. However, telcos, we acknowledge that we also have a role to play here, and that is that we can block scam calls, we can block scam texts, mm-hmm. and we are investing lots of money into technology that enables us to do that. It is not foolproof. There will always be changes in behavior. Scammers are constantly staying one step ahead. It is a game of whack-a-mole to stay ahead of the scammers. But in no way are telcos seeking to shirk responsibility here. And we think that it's only fair that all of the players in the scam ecosystem should be held to account for scam activity on their platforms and their technologies.
Luke Coleman, CEO of the Communications Alliance, 612 ABC Brisbane. I'll just ask you quickly, Luke, what's next? So this push, we're talking about proposed new laws, hefty, hefty fines. What is next, I guess, as far as the push for banks to, or the waterfall approach, I should say, and banks coming to the table a bit more?
So currently the legislation is before a Senate inquiry. We've made a submission, as have the banks and the digital platforms. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to speak to that Senate inquiry, which will give its report to Parliament. The legislation is currently in front of Parliament. Hopefully we will see some amendments to tighten up this legislation. And then, depending on the timing of Parliament sittings before an election, it may well go through the House and the Senate. So we'll wait and see what happens with the timing there.
Okay. We shall wait with bated breath as well. Luke Coleman, I appreciate you coming on this morning, CEO of the Communications Alliance, and explaining the position. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joel.
There you go. Luke Coleman there explaining a little bit of a back and forth about who exactly is liable, financially so, when it comes to scams happening across social media, telcos, and, of course, involving